60% of U.S. adults are overweight, and more than 30% are obese. But Americans aren't the only ones struggling with their waistlines. The World Health Organization reports that obesity has reached epidemic proportions globally, with more than 1 billion adults overweight. Dr. Darish Mozafarian studies the relationship between diet and chronic diseases at the Harvard School of Public Health.
We need sort of a paradigm shift in our focus and attention to diet.
But people trying to change their eating habits and reduce their weight must sort through a bewildering variety of diets. Some recommend cutting out carbohydrates. Others say cut out the fat, eat more protein, eat less protein. The messages can be confusing. Dr. George Bray at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana wanted to find out if protein affects weight gain.
This study was designed to examine the effects of differing levels of protein on total calorie intake.
25 healthy adults participated in the study. Daniel Kuhn was one of them. He and the others were overfed by almost 1,000 calories a day.
I was eating a lot of real butter, for instance, real whipped cream and things of that nature that I don't normally indulge in.
All of the participants followed low, normal, or high protein diets. The result, all of them gained weight.
Fat storage was exactly the same with all three levels of protein. It was the calories that they ate that affected the body fat that they stored.
But those who ate a higher percentage of protein gained more lean body mass, while those on a low-protein diet experienced just the opposite.
If your protein intake's low, you'll actually lose body mass, even though you're eating an excess amount of calories.
Dr. Bray tells his patients to get on the scale regularly so they can catch added weight early. Dr. Mozafarian says keeping weight in check is not just about eating less.
We don't need to go down a list of avoid this, avoid that, become, you know, food police. It's really actually mostly foods that should be increased. It's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, vegetable oils, and nuts.
Dr. Mozafarian says increasing these six foods by about a serving each day would reduce obesity and help slow the epidemic of chronic diseases associated with it. Dr. Bray's study on protein, calories, and weight gain was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.